On this Labor Day weekend, commentator Ann Fadiman considers one of summer's unadulterated, genuine, non-counterfeit pleasures.
Americans eat more ice cream per capita than the citizens of any other nation, and I am proud to say that from an early age I have worked hard to do my part for my country. A substantial fraction of me is made up of cream, milk, sugar, egg yolks, vanilla extract, and cocoa solids. Before I was married, I frequently took a pint of Häagen-Dazs chocolate chip to bed, with four layers of paper towels wrapped around the container to prevent digital hypothermia. The nutrition facts on the side of the carton define a serving size as a quarter of a pint, but that's like calling a serving size of Pringles a single potato chip. Now, under the watchful eye of a husband so virtuous that he actually prefers low-fat frozen yogurt, I go through the motions of scooping a modest hemisphere of ice cream into a small bowl. But we both know that during the course of the evening, I will simply shuttle to and from the freezer until the entirety of the pint has been transferred from carton to bowl to me. My favorite flavors are all variations on chocolate, vanilla, coffee, and nuts, none of which is good for you. I do not like fruit flavors. They are insufficiently redolent of sin. Strawberry Ripple is the top of a slippery slope, at the bottom of which lie such nouvelle atrocities, imprudently praised in the New York Times, as tofu anise, cardamom, white pepper, and corn ice creams. Corn? Why not Brussels sprouts? I shouldn't say that too loudly, lest the Ohio State University Department of Dairy Technology, which has created sauerkraut sherbet and potatoes and bacon ice cream, derive inspiration for a new recipe. In other words, I take a dim view of healthful ice cream, and was thus cheered to learn from a spokeswoman at the International Dairy Foods Association that sales of high-fat ice cream are going up, and sales of low-fat ice cream are going down. Had I lived in 18th-century Naples, however, I might have softened my anti-salubrity stance. According to Filippo Baldini, a physician who wrote a 1775 treatise on the medicinal properties of sorbetti and gelati, cinnamon ices are an efficacious remedy for diarrhea, coffee ices for indigestion, pine nut ices for consumption, asses' milk ices for maladies of the blood, cow's milk ices for paralysis, and sheep's milk ices for hemorrhages, scurvy, and emaciation. This pharmacopoeia sounds right up my alley. In fact, if Dr. Baldini were practicing today, I would add my name to his patient rolls without delay. "You're looking a trifle emaciated, Ms. Fadiman," he'd say. "Here's a prescription for Ben and Jerry's New York Superfudge Chunk. Blue Cross Blue Shield will reimburse in full."
Ann Fadiman is the Francis Writer in Residence at Yale. That's an excerpt from her new book, At Large and at Small, Familiar Essays.